This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin recently filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its Title X funding announcement.
Title X is a federal grant program that provides funding for reproductive health care for underinsured and uninsured people. The Trump administration's new guidelines for the program prioritize abstinence counseling and natural family planning methods over comprehensive contraceptive services.
Kinsey Hosted is a senior policy manager with the Guttmacher Institute's D.C. office. It's a nonpartisan pro-choice institution that provides research and informs discussion on reproductive health and rights.
Hosted spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver about how the new announcement may change the program.
First of all, it came months behind schedule, which really had put a lot of folks in who are currently Title X grantees and really the entire publicly funded family planning safety net kind of into a little bit of, they were quite worried. Because normally a funding announcement comes out and then allows applicants and entities a number of months to apply for those grants and then plan for their coming fiscal years. So the Trump administration's funding announcement was forecasted to come out last October, and it was not actually released until February of this year, so many months behind schedule, which I think is indicative of some of the chaos that we have seen under the Trump administration, and particularly in the Department of Health and Human Services. But one of the reasons a lot of us were concerned that it had been delayed was because the Trump administration was trying to use this funding announcement as a vehicle to push a number of longstanding socially conservative priorities. And in fact, when the funding announcement was released at the end of February, that's what we saw.
What are some of those socially conservative priorities that you see in the announcement?
First, the funding announcement was opening the door for the administration to kind of reshape the network of providers supported by Title X dollars. Second, it promotes natural family planning, otherwise known as fertility awareness-based methods, which is one particular type of contraceptive method over people's access to the broad range of contraceptive options. Third, it really advances abstinence only until marriage messages for adolescents, but also for all Title X clients. And fourth, it seems to indicate the possibility that the administration might interfere with people's ability to obtain family planning services confidentially, which is particularly concerning because confidentiality has always been a hallmark of Title X supported services.
And so this lawsuit that Planned Parenthood is bringing, I talked to a representative from Planned Parenthood, and they're indicating that one of the main basis for the lawsuit is the fact that it's almost changing the intent of the statute without going through Congress and without that sort of thing. Do you agree with that?
You know, I think I will steer clear of commenting on the lawsuits in particular, but
oh, okay.
I think it seems clear to us that the Trump administration is prioritizing changing the intent and the impact of the Title X program. And, you know, these changes that it is proposing through this funding announcement are quite drastic and notable and deeply concerning. They seem to be indicating a shift away from the Title X program's main reason for being, which is to ensure that low-income and otherwise underserved communities in this country are able to, and individuals are able to access the family planning care that they need. And in a funding announcement that's really prioritizing ideology over public health and opening the door to totally reshaping the program and the services that it supports.
What would you say to organizations that say that changes are good because they take away money from Planned Parenthood or other organizations that offer abortion services?
I think the first thing I would say is that Title X funds do not support abortion services, period. You know, the statute that established the Title X program and the regulations that implement it have made clear that no Title X dollars go to support abortion services. So that's been true since the program's inception. It is also very clearly legal for sites that receive Title X dollars to support family planning services to also offer abortion using non-federal funds. And so, you know, I think that that is a deeply flawed argument. And these dollars have never gone toward abortion services. And they're, when we are talking about the type of sites who might offer abortion in addition to family planning care, we're probably and most often talking about sites that focus on the provision of reproductive health services. And this includes, but is not limited to, Planned Parenthood. And the idea of trying to exclude these types of providers from Title X is deeply worrisome, as these providers often provide very high quality contraceptive care, which makes sense, right? Because this is the work that they have focused on. And they're also often able to see large numbers of contraceptive clients, helping them to meet the need for these services in their communities.
How do your 2015 statistics shed light on what would happen if the Trump administration changes funding to organizations like Planned Parenthood?
In talking about excluding providers that really focus on reproductive health, including Planned Parenthood, from these publicly funded programs, we're talking about impacting a lot of clients. We see that the average Title X funded Planned Parenthood health center serves 3,200 contraceptive clients every year. And the next closest type of provider is a hospital site that receives Title X funding that serves about 1,100 clients per year. So these types of providers just are able to see so many more people who are seeking these services than other types of providers. So that's why if you go, then looking back to Wisconsin in particular, our 2015 data shows that Title X supported Planned Parenthood health centers in Wisconsin served more than 24,000 clients that year, which accounts for about 80% of all the Title X contraceptive clients seen in Wisconsin in 2015.
Do you think that this guideline changes are going to change the type of contraceptive services that individuals get through Title X?
I think that it threatens to do so. It's impossible to know quite yet. I think there are a number of things yet to be seen. You know, entities and agencies around the country are working really hard right now on their applications for Title X grants for the coming fiscal year. Those applications are due at the end of May. And so not only will we have to see, you know, who actually winds up applying, but also who is actually granted Title X funding and how that will shape the network of providers and the scope of services supported by the program. And that's all in addition to seeing how, you know, the lawsuit turns out. But I think under the current funding opportunity announcement as issued by the Trump administration, it certainly stands to threaten people's access to affordable and high quality contraceptive care across the country, including in Wisconsin. You know, it's deeply troubling that instead of elevating and advancing the standards of high quality family planning care, that the funding announcement as issued does emphasize these natural family planning methods over all others. And I think the emphasis on abstinence only until marriage messages and counseling for all Title X clients is again deeply troubling. You know, the programmatic guidelines and the standard of care that have been advanced for Title X clients under previous administrations really advance a patient-centered standard of care. And what we have seen from the Trump administration so far with this funding announcement is quite directive and, you know, seems to us to be yet another step in a coercive anti-sexual and reproductive health and rights agenda from the Trump administration. It's just one more attempt that we have seen under this administration to deny individuals access to information and providers and services based on an ideological agenda.
Did you hear about the terminology, like return to a sexually risk-free status that the Health and Human Services have been using?
Yes, very much so. Which I think, you know, we have seen that in other places as well. That's not unique to Title X. We have Valerie Huber, who is the woman, the political appointee currently in charge of the Title X program, previously was with a large national abstinence only until marriage advocacy organization. And so I think we have been aware of the possibility that these kinds of messages would make their way into different programs, particularly with her leadership. And so the funding announcement, as you say, really urges providers to communicate abstinence only until marriage messages, but it uses coded language like avoiding sexual risk or returning to a sexually risk-free status. And actually, this language is now actually quite common among abstinence-only proponents, including Valerie Huber's prior organization. And they are all using this as part of an attempt to rebrand their agenda.
Tell me about how the guidelines address natural family planning methods as birth control.
You know, the funding announcement repeatedly emphasizes the need for providers to offer fertility awareness-based methods or natural family planning methods. And that implies that as things stand, these types of methods are not sufficiently available to Title X clients, when this just isn't the case. These methods have always been part of the broad range of contraceptive methods supported by Title X, and they're actually explicitly mentioned in the Title X statute and regulations. So I think there has never been a question that these methods are an important part of Title X. But what is critically important is that they remain one of a broad range of options that every single client has the ability to learn about and choose from. You know, we do know that relatively small proportions of Title X clients and women using contraception nationwide choose these types of methods. So they are important. And for women and couples for whom these methods work, they absolutely need to have access to them and be able to use them successfully. But for most women in Title X clients, these are not the methods that they turn to. They're looking to other methods. And so Title X sites, particularly as those dedicated to providing really high quality family planning care, need to be able to offer, again, all clients a broad range of methods and help them start to use those methods quickly and successfully.
Kinsey Hested, thank you so much for speaking about this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kinsey Hested is a senior policy manager with the Guttmacher Institute's Washington, D.C. office. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.